I do have one additional question for Billy and Shruti. Can you comment on the dose of radiation in the Pacific trial and how the dose potentially would have impacted the trial results? Or is that still a gray zone that we don't have enough data on?
So we know that the patients were randomized after chemo-RT. We don't have a lot of detailed information on the radiation. I think there's a range that we know that most of them were between, I think, 50 to 60-some gray. And not knowing the actual field sizes, the V20 mean lung dose, is really hard to interpret. You know, how many patients had IMRT, 3D conformal radiation. I think all that detail is important for us to really be able to kind of start analyzing, you know, whatever the pneumonitis risks and other things. So I think it's just that information is not available.
Dr. Liu?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a challenge because the radiation really wasn't part of the trial. And, you know, the challenge is that radiation is a little bit unlike drugs, right? Drugs, if you give a dose, the dose is the dose, right? With radiation, you can say you're given 60 gray, and that can mean spatially an infinite number of combinations of how you can give 60 gray. So I think that is an important factor.
And that poor patient with that awful rash with SLE, assuming we successfully treated it and it went away and the steroids, so we were able to taper the steroids, would you re-challenge this individual? I think we'd all stop it at least initially, but would, Jyoti, yes or no?
I would discontinue.
Discontinue?
Well, I guess poking the fire a little bit, yeah, the first time.
Billy? Discontinue permanently?
Yeah.
Jyoti?
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't.